how much of a, if we manage to develop nanotechnology and put it into computer application, can you project for us how big a leap that would be? Can you give conceptualize for us somehow or another in words as compared to today's top-line computer, where we'd be?
Here's the way I might think about it. Where might Africa be as a beneficiary of all this research in the developed world? How long will it take the average sub-Saharan African country, I don't mean South Africa here, to be comparable to our economy? If it went at this current pace, I think quite a while would be the answer, and not in our lifetimes, but the potential of nanotechnology to give extraordinary economies of scale, of reducing costs of many manufacturing processes and other things by orders of magnitude and the like, hopefully within our lifetime, the kind of worse off on the planet will be like those of us now who are best off.
Well, but what I'm asking, though, is describe for me the abilities of a computer that would be based on nanotechnology. What would that computer be able to do? Potentially, how do you see it integrated in our society? How would we encounter it in our daily lives, in all the things we use, all the electronics that we use? How would it fit in? Describe the kind of life we'd have.
I think it starts with the sensor processing, the signal processing, that when you throw away a shirt, you're throwing away probably in the future a massive amount of computing by today's standards. A shirt that would, for example, signal you in a variety of ways if the person near you has put a cold virus on you or
really?
Terrorists. Yeah, that's within grasp right now. A lot of work has gone into detection of bad microbes with nanotime devices.
So my own shirt could tell me that the guy approaching me with his glad hand out is a...
Don't shake it.
...is an absolute river of disease.
Provided some of those molecules hit the shirt. I think absolutely. And so, and if we continue this reasoning, if he then turns out to be someone who wants to stick a knife in you or
oh, yes.
in your shirt or
oh,
a bullet,
oh, yes.
that when they attempt to do that, that the fibers lock up like what's often called nano chain, like the old armor chains, and he can't penetrate that. Or you get shot. I mentioned, was in your show before, we worked on smart vests and are still working on that.
Before the bullet could get there, the shot?
No. But when they... Some of the devices for smart vests or armor are such that when the bullet impacts, it triggers lots of chemical, electrochemical reactions.
Wow.
In a brief moment, tighten up. There's something called shear thickening fluid.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me the shirt or the whatever it is I'm wearing would react as the bullet made its impact?
Right. And think about that. It's
traveling. Holy smokes.
It's traveling fast in terms of your time and my time,
yes,
a few thousand feet per second, but at the nano level,
uh-huh.
standing still. And when that message hits, now there has to be a lot of processing. So the real answer to your question, again, is the signal processing will be extensive in each clock cycle. We're not just registering the event, but at each, you can picture like frames in a movie, the bullet. And in the first few frames, when it hits the vest, that will trigger massive computational responses. For example, drawing resources from the backside of your shirt to the front, and doing lots of analyses on that, and as the energy hits, hopefully opening up different kind of creases and cracks and other things that the nonlinear physicists have worked out, that the way that energy disperses. By the way, a lot of the beginning was simply observing what happens when you crumple up a piece of paper.
That'd be like Superman's suit.
It could be. And further, with some optical capability, because these things are processed light quite well, we already use what's called Raman spectroscopy to look at nanotubes. You could also... match the environment to have really good camouflage, sort of like the Terminator 2 creature who became part of the floor. It wouldn't be that, but you might look like the floor, like an octopus. You might look like your immediate surroundings. That kind
wow.
of easy computation, cheap computation, would be available. Now, whether it would be practical, may not be, but if you're in the downtown battles in Fallujah, it could be of great benefit. Those kinds of things aren't the ability to talk out loud and search in real-time databases to answer your questions
yes.
and those sorts of things that we're really limited now only by the cost of computation. Those are going to be effectively free.